Welcome to Make Sense with Mental Leap, the show that places power in your hands and information for your mind. Let others leave small lines, but not you. Let others place their future in someone else's hands, but if you listen to the show, you'll make sure it's not you. We'll provide you with the keys, but it's up to you to unlock the door.
Welcome to Make Sense with Mental Leak. Today's topic is building your web presence. A lot of the times we'll go out and we freestyle and we just get on social media, we get on the internet with no rhyme or reason to what we do. Today, I have Wiley Blanchard. He's an IT director, SQL server consultant for Great Tech Pros, and he's going to explain how to build your web presence in a professional way to outshine your competition. Wiley, how you doing, my friend?
I'm good. How are you, Middleton?
I'm excellent, man. I'm excellent. So go ahead and tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do.
I am a SQL server consultant. I professionally specialize in SQL development, management, administration. That's primarily what I do. My company, Great Tech Pros, specializes in managed IT services. One of those services is SQL Server. Actually, the best service that we offer is actually managed SQL Server database administration. We also offer website services. We build beautiful websites, specializing in websites for entrepreneurs, consultants, speakers, writers. And we offer managed website services to help people manage the back end of their website and to manage the content of their website. In addition to that, we also do training. We do Microsoft Office training. We do database administration training. We also do website training. That's primarily what we do at Great Tech Pros.
Okay. Now, a lot of people don't understand that there's a formula, there's a rhyme and reason to building your online reputation. Could you delve into that a little bit?
Yeah, there's a lot of different reasons why one wants to build a professional online reputation. I, for one, built my personal online presence because I wanted to set myself above any other SQL expert. You know, I wanted to be out there. If someone was looking for an SQL expert, then I was one of the top individuals they saw. I was one of the top individuals that caught their attention and kept their attention, and I'm one of the top individuals that they want to hire or work with. And typically for me, it's all about being one of the top professionals in my specific industry. And I personally believe that's one of the core benefits of building or utilizing the social media and what the internet has to offer. I think that's one of the best things that you can get out of it, is just using it to build out a better, more profitable career. That's what I use it for. But in addition to that, there's other great things that you can do. You can use it for. If you have a passion about something, it can help you bring that passion to an audience at a cheaper, you know, right then, opening up say you're an artist. Instead of opening up an art gallery, it's probably cheaper to offer it online and then spread it throughout social media tools. But it's a combination of both. I'm passionate about technology, plus happen to be a technology consultant, and I bridge those two worlds to show that to the world in my own way.
Right. Okay, so let's say that you are an entrepreneur, and you have your own personal social media site or web page. Isn't it important to be consistent, to present a unified vision of who you are and what you're about across all mediums and social media?
If you're a professional and you're an entrepreneur, or you're a consultant or an expert, even if you have a regular 9-to-5, if you're presenting yourself as an expert at something, even as an entrepreneur, it's a good idea to be consistent in some fashion. I wouldn't say that you have to be the same in every piece of social media, but it's a good idea to be consistent on your expertise. So right. If you're a, let's say, for instance, like you, if you're a police officer, it's ideal that you want to be, and you in your you want to promote that you're a police officer and promote that you have an, a voice that should be heard about police matters, then it's ideal that you make sure you're consistent across all the spectrums across social media and the internet in general. But actually, I'm going to tell you to go get your own website if you're trying to, if you have a voice that you want to be heard as an entrepreneur or any other professional, and get your own website and make sure that's a source of truth for all information about who you are, and then spread that out through social media.
Well, I agree with that too, especially the part about getting your own website. I can tell you how much it's benefited me and my business personally by just having that, and people can go there. They don't have to jump through hurdles. They really don't have to search. You can go right there and get that information you need. So with that, you know, it takes me right to where I want to go. What is the importance, and how much have you seen it set people apart by having their own website?
It's oddly uniquely different, and I'm saying that not from the entrepreneurial standpoint, but from a professional working a regular 9-to-5 or having a regular job. It's rare that a person has a website, and it's odd because, you know, there's a lot of websites. You know, there's a lot of people, there's a lot of blogs, there's a lot of people with YouTube channels, but it's still not that many professionals out there with their own website, where you can look them up and get information about who they are. And when you have that, that sets you apart. It's benefited me. I worked with companies, and it was a joke. I don't know if it was actually true or not, but, you know, someone made a joke that they went to my website and they saw a YouTube video, and they, you know, one of the part of the reason that they gave me the contract was because I had that YouTube video, and no one else had that YouTube video. Is that true? I don't know if that's the reason I got the contract or not, but obviously there was something there that caught their attention and kept their attention long enough for them to offer me that contract. So that's important. You know, you want to keep their attention and then hold it. And then having that one source of truth, your website, is an important factor in that, because that's where, you know, someone can go if they don't have a Twitter page, or if they don't have a Facebook or a LinkedIn profile, if they don't have that Snapchat or whatever the new social media options are out there. If they don't have that, because not everyone's on that, then they can at least get to your website and get information about, you know, your voice.
Right. So what's your website customers do, or do they tell you how their business has gone up by having that website? Or do you see a difference between those who have websites and those who do not?
For the professionals, they typically have a benefit about where they're going to source their information. For instance, we have one customer, and she's a speaker, an author, she's a doctor, and she teaches. But right. She also has a passion for photography. So when we helped her create, actually we relaunched her website. When we relaunched her site, it helped her get a more unified vision of how she could present herself professionally. And one thing we helped her do was help her combine her passion for photography with her passion for speaking about, she speaks about retirees, making the transition from a full-time employee to a retiree, or making a career change. That's what she presents about. And we helped her find a way to combine both her passion for photography and her presentations that she wants to give. And that helped her out a lot. It also helped her centralize where her information was being sourced, because she always had a challenge with, you know, sometimes it does well on Facebook. Her information that she posts on Facebook does well, but why doesn't it do well on LinkedIn? And then she got to a point where she was only publishing things on Facebook. And then someone on LinkedIn wanted her information, but they didn't have a Facebook. So what do they do then? Well, hopefully she has a website, and now she has a website where all of her core information is at, so no one loses out on getting the valuable information that she wants to share to them.
Right, right. Okay. So let's say I have a website now, and I'm trying to get on Google. So how do I rank higher on Google? Is there some type of rhyme and reason to that? Do I need to pay more money? Or is it that my content has to reach my customers?
Well, one, it's a hard thing to answer because you have to be trying to rank on Google, high on Google for something specific. So with, okay. And without knowing what that specific item is that you're trying to rank high for, then it's kind of challenging. Now, if you're just trying to get your name to rank higher in Google, then that may be easier. That just depends on how common your name is. For instance, you and I, we both have unique names. There's not that many people I know named Menelik Shaw. I don't know that many people named Menelik. And there's not that many people with a first name Wiley. So, and I'm the only, and to my knowledge, there's only three Wiley Blanchards in North America, two in the U.S. and one in Canada that I know of. And I rank first, so exactly where I'm supposed to be. And I'm pretty sure Menelik Shaw ranks first.
But yeah, I'm the only one.
If it's a name that you're trying to rank high for, then if you have a common name, then you need to be putting out content on a consistent basis, and that takes time. That's content is going to help you get ranked, help your website get ranked higher on Google. Right. Now, you also could pay for advertising. You can pay Google for advertising. You pay Yahoo. You can pay all the other social engines for advertising, and then they're going to ask you for keywords that you want to rank high for, and then they're going to advertise your site probably on the first or two pages for a certain phrase or keywords that you're trying to get ranked high for. So really, you have two options. You have paid advertisement, or you're delivering so much content that you're going to be the top content provider for a specific topic, phrase, or statement.
Right.
And generally, when it comes to the content, it really just takes time and consistency with delivering valuable content.
Right.
'Cause the more valuable your content is, the more likely people are going to go search for it and then click on it. And then that makes sure that's going to help you rank higher in Google.
Right. So, okay, let's say that I don't want to pay money to promote. What are the other ways that potential customers can find me? What is it that I need to do to make sure I can be found?
On the search engines, you need to just get the word out. You need to figure out where your clientele, where your customers, your audience, where they're at, where they shop, where they use social media, where they hang out. And then you need to bring the word about your site or your message to them where they're at. Now, that takes a lot of research to figure out where they're at. But depending on whatever that niche is, you know, whatever that topic is, there could be a social media site that's specific to them. There could be a networking group that's specific to them. And I can tell you right now, from a professional standpoint, every profession has some type of networking group. I'm not talking about Facebook or social media or LinkedIn. I'm talking every professional network. Every profession has a network that meets up at some point in time consistently throughout the year. And if that's where your network, you know, whoever your audience is, that's where you need to bring your content to. So, for instance, for me, I'm an IT consultant. And I'm an SQL Server IT consultant. There's an SQL Server networking group in Chicago, which is where I'm housed. I go to the SQL Server networking group, and then I bring my information there, and I give presentations there. They have a website, and sometimes they let people write an article on their website. Well, if my audience, my IT audience, is allowing authors, you know, regular people to author on their website, then I'm going to write an article on their website, linking back to my website. So ideally, I have to go to where my audience is at, and then I have to give them a reason or give them a voice that leads them back to my website. And that's what I typically do. I focus on where my audience is at, the networking groups that they go to, the functions that they go to, I go to, the social media sites that I think they're going to be on. For me, I think most of my audience is going to be on LinkedIn. So I do probably I do probably most of my posting on LinkedIn, but that's ideally what you want to do. You want to find out where your audience hangs out. Do they have their own social media platform? A lot of people don't know this, but there are social media platforms specific to professions that just aren't as popular as Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. But once you find it, you just struck a gold mine by finding it, because now you know where your audience is, your professional audience is going to be located at. So ideally the goal is just find out where your audience is at and then give them reasons to come back to your site. Write an article, do a video, and then link them back to your website.
Okay. So when you're designing a website, yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Mentally?
Wiley, can you hear me? Wiley. Wiley, you still there? Well, go ahead and hang up and call back. So as you can see, it's very important that you have some consistency in building your web presence. You know, it's highly important, you know, that you continue. Oh, I think we got him back. That if you have a vision and a goal for something, you continue on that path to make sure you bring it to fruition in your life. So here we go. We have him back right now.
I'm muted.
All right, Wiley?
Yes.
All right. So we lost you for a second.
Somewhere we got cut off. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me. But we will continue on the same lines that we were speaking about. So in building your website and continuing with that theme, how important is it to listen to your customers when you are designing content for that site? When, you know, if you notice that the customers like a certain area more, do you add that, put that area to the front? Do you say, I like this design, I'm going to keep it this way?
I mean, that's very important. I mean, because ideally, your website's purpose is to draw and maintain the attention of your audience, whether that is to sell them something or just to give them information. But that design has to be attention-getting. And if you know that your audience is looking for a certain level of attention, then you need to appeal to that to hopefully maintain their attention. Or maybe you can do you might even find success in doing the opposite of what's the norm in that industry and then keeping maintaining everyone's attention. But ideally, you want to make sure that you're providing information and content in a website in a way that's going to maintain your audience, whoever that audience is going to be.
Right, all right. Okay, switching gears just a little bit. How important and how do we build a brand? So how important is that and how do we do it?
So, well, let's talk about building a personal brand for professionals. Because that's where I probably speak out the most about. Building a personal brand for professionals is challenging for someone who is new to whatever their profession is. The most important thing that you need to do is to make sure that you're providing information to your audience consistently and that you're providing valuable information to your audience that's valuable to them, not valuable to you, but valuable to them. And I say that because I've met a few professionals and who are working to build a personal brand who mistake that their website should be about them instead of being about their audience. And that's a mistake. Mm-hmm. Because if you think that your website is all about you, how great you are, how smart you are, how beautiful you are, how talented you are, then no one's going to care unless you're a model or an actress. Or unless you're a model and actress, no one cares how great you are. But when you can help them solve their problems, then they care. So your personal brand needed to be about, I can help you solve a problem, a professional problem. I have the solution to your professional problem. I have the skills to solve your professional problem. And then you have to provide that in a consistent way to your audience. That's how you build a personal brand. In addition to that, you also have the industry, you know, the accolades, the certificates, the degrees that are specific in that specific industry. Like for IT professionals, you know, a degree in computer science is helpful. IT certifications that are industry preferred, those are helpful. Those help in the certifications and degrees. What they do is they help you sell yourself as a brand. It confirms that you know the stuff that you say you know. You know, we don't question our doctor, our medical doctor. And the reason we don't question him is because he has a medical degree. Right?
Right.
Right. So if you are a police officer, and I'm not going to question your expertise about policing because you're a police officer. So you have to, and you've gone through, you know, a certain steps in academy. You're a certified police officer. You don't question firefighters because they're certified firefighters. They know things about fire that you don't know. So for me, I'm an IT consultant. I have the IT certifications that show that I know what I say I'm going to know. They don't prove that I can actually provide the service, but they help solidify that I'm the expert that I'm claiming to be. So you have two things. To build that personal brand, you need to consistently send to the world, to the audience, that you are this professional by providing them information that confirms you're a professional, hopefully by providing them with information that helps them solve their professional problems that you can hopefully solve. And then you have to have the industry accolades that goes with that profession.
Right. Okay, so... And going with building your online persona and everything, isn't it just as important to get from behind the computer or online or wherever you may be and build those relationships in person?
It's probably more important.
Right.
It's technically more important to have a personal relationship with people than it is to have the website. Because I know a lot of entrepreneurs who have businesses and have successful businesses and don't have websites, or have websites and have horrible websites that are really horrible, but they have business because they have personal relationships with people. For me, it's been more important about having the relationship with people, because people spread the word about who you are. And that speaks more volumes to people than you have a website, because right. You probably want to work with somebody who was recommended to you versus somebody who you just happen to find on the website and you don't know anything about them. That's more instrumental than a website in general. And hopefully you have both to help strengthen one another, to help strengthen your entire personal brand. I think that the personal relationship is more important, because I every night I sit down and figure out if I need to make calls, who I need to make calls to tomorrow. Sometimes they're past clients, or maybe they're prospect clients, and then I make those calls on a regular scheduled basis. I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm not good at making calls. I actually have to be reminded to make the calls, because typically my business coach tells me, make sure you're making your weekly calls. But I also go to networking events where IT professionals hang out. And the beautiful thing about going to the networking events where your expertise friends hang out is that they promote you without you even knowing it. And then they'll promote you with you knowing it. But it's kind of hard questioning question your expertise. You know, I can't question a human resource expert's expertise at the human resource convention when everyone at the convention knows this person and knows that they're an expert. You know, so being known at that at where your professionals hang out is important, because they will spread the word that you're a professional, that you're involved in your industry. So that's more important than the website, in my opinion.
Right.
And it's more important to your personal brand.
Now, you spoke to something that I think is important. You have a business coach, accountability partners. How has that kept you on task, having a business coach, having accountability partners? And how do you choose?
Well, I think it's, so what we have three pieces to it. We have, you have a coach, a business coach. You have a mentor, and then you may have accountability partner. All three are different. They're not to be confused. The coach is someone that you're paying. So typically a coach is someone you're giving them your money, and you're expecting them to give you advice that's going to hopefully lead to either more money for you or whatever success factor that you're working toward, whether they're coaching you to get a job or coaching you to write a book. You know, if you're paying someone to coach you through your first book, then you're expecting them to get you to the point where you actually have a book that's printed, that's being sold somewhere. So that's what your coach does. You're paying them, and they're supposed to give you advice that you're going to be make successful. Your mentor is that person who you can go to for advice, sometimes to just help you stay motivated, sometimes to give you advice that, you know, may lead to more money for you or a better career for you. But that person is there. That's that person who's done what you're trying to do, and maybe they're giving back, or they're just there to help you out in your times of need because they've already succeeded at what we're now working to succeed at. And you're not paying them for success. You're just paying them to learn from their experience. That last one is what was the last one?
The accountability partner.
Accountability partner. That's a good one, too, because that's someone who helps you stay focused. Typically, though, you want to try to have an accountability partner who's doing something similar to you, because that way you guys can be in competition with one another to get it done first. For instance, you know, if let's say you're both professional speakers and you're both trying to get more speaking engagements, well, you both may say that, you know, well, we're going to have, you know, we're going to call 5 different companies within the next week, or we're going to try to sell speaking services to 5 different companies by our next meeting. And then by the next meeting, you both report what you've done. And then one of you didn't do it. Then that person's like, well, what's going on? Why are you being lazy? Stop BSing. That's typically what I say. Stop the BS.
Yeah, you do say
and
that.
And then helping you stay motivated. What'd you say? I say that.
Yeah, you do say that.
Yeah, because most of the time when we haven't done what we say we're going to do, this, it's typically a BS reason why we didn't do it.
You know? Oh, yeah, that's true.
I mean, there's good reasons, and typically it's like, you know, the kids, the job, the this, the that, but that's always going to be there. It ain't going anywhere. So if you're still trying to be successful, you need to make this work. You need to make this happen.
Well, you got to do it anyway.
And you got to do it anyway. And any other reason besides I did it is BS. That is true. Because just like me mentioning that, you know, I don't do a good job doing follow-up calls. The reason I don't do those is whatever reason I have for why I didn't do them is BS. I'm just going to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was on some BS yesterday.
Right. No excuse.
No excuses. But those are your three. Your coach, someone you're paying for your success. Your mentor, who is someone who you've done what you're trying to do. And then you're learning from their experience. And then your accountability coach is someone who's trying to hold you accountable so that you're both successful, so that you're successful in completing your goals. Hopefully they're in a similar, they're making similar efforts in you so that you guys can be in competition with each other and help encourage each other to grow. So those are your three.
Right. And to speak to the importance of gaining other skills as an entrepreneur and as a business professional, let's say that I'm not trying to be a speaker, but do you believe that having that ability to speak and getting rid of that shyness of standing in front of a crowd can only help you that much more as a business professional or an entrepreneur in whatever field you may be in?
Of course, yeah, of course. I believe that having the ability to speak in front of groups is a life skill. And it's a confidence building skill, one that I personally encourage everyone to build. Because learning how to speak in front of groups helps you gain more social skills or soft skills or people skills or whatever you call it. Because once you start speaking in front of groups, once you get over that fear, you then have a new challenge, which is to talk to people one-on-one. Because once you can get in front of a crowd, a group of people, everybody who you just spoke in front of wants to speak to you. So now right. You have to learn how to have those one-on-one conversations. And they're useful, especially when you're good at having one-on-one conversations. That's a useful life skill, because there are many people who are afraid to talk to strangers. I'm, for one, was a shy kid. And getting over my shyness was always on my wish list. And when I turned, I want to say 20, I started working on that, and still working on it until this day. I still have moments of shyness, but I have to force myself to speak to people that I don't know, or I have to catch myself when I know that I'm afraid or uncomfortable, and then I force myself to go out and speak in front of a group or speak to individuals one-on-one. But that's a life skill, one that's going to be beneficial for you in your personal life, in your professional life, because if you're an entrepreneur, that means you have to sell something. And you can't sell unless you have that conversation with somebody one-on-one in front of a group. If you're a professional and you're trying to get a new job, you have to talk to somebody. You have to interview. And having that social skill is important.
All right. So with Great Tech Pros, what all does that company do?
Primarily, Great Tech Pros offers managed IT services. Their top service is database administration with primarily SQL, Microsoft SQL Server, and Oracle Database Server. Those are the top two services that they offer, or that they clients that they have, to my knowledge. And website services, they build what we build websites. We manage your website. You know, if you have content and you need to make sure it's legible and it's going to look professional every time it's listed on your website, you send us the content, we'll put it on your website, make sure it's professional. You need something new to go into your website, we'll build that out into your website too. On the database side, if you need, you know, if you're a small business or a medium-sized business and you need database administration and you don't have the money to have an entire IT team on staff, sometimes it's more practical to have outsource your IT services. And then that's where we come in, because we know that we're cheaper as a managed service than a full-time FTE. And we can probably offer you more services on a regular basis, because we offer a multitude of services, and then we have engineers and experts on staff who specialize in those services. Let's see, what else? Training. They do a little bit of training, primarily in data analysis training, data management training, but also Microsoft Office training. We've done a lot of Microsoft Outlook, Excel training, but those are the top three. Database administration, other managed IT services, and website services.
Okay. Now, how can the people get a hold of you? Oh, yeah, tell them about your vlog, the video series you have going on.
So right now I have a video series that I'm working on called Great Tech Pros. It's actually the name of the company. That video series is about highlighting IT professionals who are working out there in the industry, who've been working in the industry, and are sharing with others how they've built their business, how they built their expertise, and how you can use their experience to build your expertise and to build your business as an IT professional. Or if you're new to the profession, they may help give you a couple ideas on how you can break into the IT industry. If you're looking to make a career change, we talk about career changes all the time. We also speak about how you can transition from another career and then become an IT professional, and what are your options to do that. So that's what the video series Great Tech Pros is about. My personal website is WileyBlanchard.com. First thing you always do when you want to build your brand, your personal brand, is get yourname.com or .net or .org, hopefully .com if it's available. But you can always find me, WileyBlanchard.com.
Okay. And I want to thank you, and I want to thank Great Tech Pros for giving us your time, because I know you guys are very busy, and I know you guys stay on the move. But so I want to thank everybody over at Great Tech Pros for allowing this interview to happen, and also for the hard work you do. You guys have been very beneficial and instrumental in my success. And there's a difference between Menelik without the website and without great accountability partners like Wiley Blanchard and other individuals at Great Tech Pros, and now. So I'm telling you that the service is beneficial, and what they do will have you on point, straight up. So, but I would encourage you guys to get a hold of them. These guys stay busy, but if you can get their service, it can only benefit you in the end. So, Wiley, I want to thank you very much for taking time out and schedule to work to speak with us today.
Thank you. And anyone out there who's interested in getting IT, or you know you're looking to make a career change, feel free to hit me up on one of your social media sites. I'm on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook, Wiley Blanchard. Whatever that social is, typically Wiley Blanchard, at Wiley Blanchard, and hit me up and I'll help you out if I can. If I don't know the answer, if I can help you out, then I'll try to point you in the right direction. But feel free to use me.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you very much. Tuesday, we'll be talking about policing, policing in the multicultural society. How should it look? What should the police do? What are the police for? And what is it you can do? What is your role in policing? Although you may not be a police officer, did you know you have a role in it? What are the 9 principles of policing put together by Sir Robert Peel? How was policing created in America? We want to discuss that, and we want your input. This is going to be a very impactful show. I will have a police sergeant, Ray Holland, and another police sergeant, Larry Ellington. Both of these individuals are highly capable, very knowledgeable, and they may not come in the form of traditional policing, but they do come in the form or come with information that is beneficial. So till Tuesday, 7:30 p.m., we will see you then. It's Menelik for Make Sense. See you soon.